בוקר טוב, יום חמישי, שבת קודש, פרשת יתרו, מתן תורה.
So we are continuing with our journey through Kohelet, פרק ה', פסוק י"ד.
So, continuing with yesterday, Shlomo HaMelech was speaking about all sorts of detrimental wealth. Wealth that can actually lead to a person's destruction. So he says like this. יודלת כאשר יצא מבטן אמו ארום ישוב ללכת כשבא. Just as a person when he came out of his mother's womb naked, that's how he's going to go back to exactly where he came from. ומאומה לא יישא ועמלו שיולך בידו. There is nothing from the toil of his hand that he can take with him, which is kind of the Torah שבכתב version of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. בשעת פטירתו של אדם אין מוליכין לו אין מולכין אותו לא כסף ולא זהב ולא אבנים טובות ומרגליות, אלא תורה ומעשים טובים בלבד. So Shlomo HaMelech says that this person we're talking about, if you remember, when he goes to, when he spends his money and his days in a wicked way, so forget about not taking the money, he doesn't even take the zchut avot that he has. He takes nothing besides for the tzedakah that he makes, the tzedakah that he gives. And if a person doesn't give tzedakah, so he has mamash, nothing, completely bare. You know, they had a nice caption. There was a very big, again, I have no clue about his personal life, but there was a tremendous, tremendous, one of the biggest Ba'alei Tzedakah in the generation, who passed away a few weeks ago. His name was Sheldon Adelson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is Ashir Muflag. And when he passed away, he was buried on Hara Menuchot, on Hara Zetim, and the only people there, you see the Chavar Kaddish or whatever, you see like mamash five people, or like four or five people burying him as ill. And they took a picture of him getting buried, and they put the caption, "Bishat petirato shel Adam, en melavin lo lo kesef ve lo zahav." The only thing he takes, who was by his levaya, his COVID, was it?
Yeah.
The only thing he took with him is his tzedakot. Zeh mashu lakach. Haya ohev Yisrael, he was a Yehudi who loved Am Yisrael. Yeah. Yizichro baruch. Tov. So he says like this. And he made a Kiddush Hashem. They asked him, there's a very big business for him. Big, you know, he's a very huge businessman in casinos and all sorts of zachen. So they asked him, why do you think the Jews are so successful? So he said, Asa Kiddush Hashem gadol meod. Because he says, because Jews go to yeshiva. And in yeshiva, they train their mind, they learn Gemara, they learn they learn Torah. And because of them, they become chachamim, and that's how they're able to make money. The Kiddush Hashem gadol. Yeah, he didn't say kochi ve'otzem yadi. He says Jews are successful because they have the Torah. Ze ha'emet. So he says like this. Continues. Ve'gam zo ra'a chola. Kol ummat sheba ken yelech. Another kind of, ill evil is all of the money that he amassed. You know, just like a person came into this world. How was he? You were born broke. You die broke as well, even if you made money. You go the same broke as he came. And he says, "Umaytron lo shi'amol laruach." What point is there? What is the benefit? See how Shlomo HaMelech refers to it, for toiling for the wind. Why? Mazeh. Yeah. You know the Chafetz Chaim, Alav Shalom. What was his parnasa? A grocery store. What were his business hours? Business hours on the door were N.A. No business hours. Mazeh haya. He had, every day, made a cheshbon, how much money he needs to make that day to survive. To eat a little bread, a little water, a little zip, you know. So, as soon as he made that amount, shuttered the door back to Bet Midrash. So, that was his business hours. And yet, after a while, he closed down the store, because he said, it's too much bitul Torah. That was the Chafetz Chaim's business. Anything else, Shlomo HaMelech, is she'amol laruach, is toiling for the wind. You entered the world broke, you're going to leave broke. And even if you made money, you're going to leave it to your kids. Best case scenario, you leave it to your kids. Worst case scenario, says Shlomo HaMelech, you leave it for your wife and she marries another man. Yeah, Ani, what did you work for? Some random guy. So he says like this. Says Shlomo. And you know what's the most interesting thing of all of this? Shlomo HaMelech speaks from experience. He's not giving musar, empty musar. This is everything. Shlomo HaMelech had a rough life. And the end of his life was very turbulent. And yet, He says, listen, take it from me. I went through all of this. Ayalo akol. Gam kol yamav b'choshech yochel, v'cha'as harbe, v'cholyo v'ketzef. This is very interesting. All of his life, he ate in the dark. Yeah, which means, even the person who made money, it's like, one of the, in Birkat HaMazon we say, food, when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food that we eat, food is not just satiating our bellies and feeding our bodies. Food is an experience. It comes with taste, smell, look, appearance. Imagine you have the, you go to the best, best restaurant in the world. Or the best kosher restaurant in Yodea. And over there, you know what I realized? I'm not a very big restaurant person. But the darker the lights, the dimmer it is, the more expensive it is. The less food they give you, the more expensive it is. You pay attention to that? No, but you know what I mean? You know, it's like, why? Because the ambiance. Less light. What? Because food, it's not just eating. It's the experience and the music and whatever. Aban Azeh, says Shlomo HaMelech, the guy who works all of his life to amass money, like we said last time, he can't. Metuka shenat ha'oved. The worker sleeps better than the boss, even though he has a fraction of what the boss has. Sleeps, lama, he knows. He has a set thing. The boss miskin. Lo yoshin. He's always worried. So he says the same thing over here. The guy amasses money, b'zeh. It's like he's eating in the dark. And he says, v'cha'as arbe v'cholyo v'ketzev. His whole life is anger, illness, ketzev. What do you think money does? Money makes a person stressed. Stress, the Rambam writes, modern medicine dictates that a large chunk of every notable illness that we know about comes from stress. You stress, that's heart disease, that's diabetes, that's high blood pressure, that's kol ha'ashim yirachim, all the issues. And where does that come from? A person never enjoys because he's always stressed. Stress makes ka'as, makes merivot, makes machaloket, makes illness. Says that's what this guy has. If you work as a means to an end, to be able to sustain yourself, ba'avodato yidbarach, matovu manaim, because anyways, I saw a very, what do you call those things that people send on the WhatsApp? The nice, the quotes with the picture. Yeah, so somebody sent one of those this morning. Somebody sent, he showed a picture of a guy driving. He said, make a kadosh baruch hu your steering wheel, not your spare tire. Evanta etze? Kadosh baruch hu, mina metzar karatiya, oh, a person said, oh, kadosh baruch hu, help me. Zevadai, there's no atheist in a foxhole. Hello, don't wait for the spare tire. Let a kadosh baruch hu be your steering wheel. Kol al memenuchot yinahaleni a kadosh baruch hu kacha. Tov. Hine asher ha'iti ani tov asher yafe le'echol ve'lishtot ve'lirot tova bechol amalo she'amol tachat ha'shemesh. He says, here. When he says tov, en tov, the Gemara says, en tov el ha'torah, she'ne'emar, ki lekach tov natati lachem, turati al ta'azovu. Toil in Torah, asher yafeh v'le'echol v'lishtot. He says, you know, whatever you have, is asher asameach b'chelko, the rest of the time, do like the Chafetz Chaim. Not everybody's on the Chafetz Chaim's thing. Okay, you know what? So give yourself business hours. 9 to 5, 8 to 6. Lam shane. But at least, do like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says every day, baboker uva'erev. Siman kuf noem Shulchan Aruch, person is mechuyav likbo aitim la Torah, gam baboker, gam balayla. Shnei emar, behagita bo, yomam balayla. Even if a person is not learning all day long, no, I'm not a yeshiva boy. You don't have to be a yeshiva boy. You're Yehudi, Shomer Torah, Mitzvot, Shabbat, Kashrut, Tahara, all those things. You have to also be Kovei Aitim LaTorah. Kovei Aitim LaTorah means, I'll give you an example. The Torah says in Parashat Chukat, Zot HaTorah Adam Ki Yamut Be'Ohe. It says the Gemara Masechet Nedarim, En HaTorah Niknet Ela Lemi Shememit Atzmo Aleha. The Torah is only acquired by somebody who kills himself over it. What does that mean? There was once a guy, he had a business, and he was getting older, and people have a knack that when they get older, they start waking up. You know, they start having flashbacks. Zelotov. You know, they start, sometimes you see it's mamash miskinim, sometimes people get older, and they start getting depressed. You know why? Because they see what they spent their whole life on, and they see their kids, vizeh, and he feels terrible, and he starts shutting down. So the guy, you know, the Rambam writes, teshuvah when a person's young, matov umanayim. But even when a person's old, gamzeh tov. So what, the guy caught himself, he says, you know what, I don't have much time left here, I'm going to learn. Tov, what about the business? I'm going to shut it down, matase. So he says, okay, I'm giving it over to my wife. Tov, he says what? He said, I'm going to do shaharit, and then I have a chavrusa, and then I have a shir, whatever. I'll be at the office at 1. Yafeh. No? Beseder. So he told his wife, from 9 to 1, you run the show. Beseder. First day, he says, listen, don't bother me. I trust your judgment, whatever. Only come to bother me for emergencies only. So first day he goes, Beit Midrash, chavrusa, shir. In the middle of the chavrusa, somebody taps him on the shoulder. He says, your wife's outside. She's hyperventilating. Beseder goes outside. He said, what happened? So he said, you know, a client came and this, and started fighting, whatever, and I didn't have enough supplies, what do I do? Tov, he told her this, that, whatever. Beseder, shalom. Next day, he sits down to his chavrusa, he's learning vizeh. Again, somebody taps on the shoulder, your wife's outside, she looks pretty distraught, whatever, maybe you can help her. Tov, he goes out, said, ma baya. He said, listen, the supplier called, and we're backlogged, and yodama. Tov, he says, listen to me, I want to tell you something. I told you for emergencies only. What would you do if I was dead? If you had to run the business and I was dead? What are you talking about? He said, if I was dead, what are you going to do if you have a problem with the supplier? Every time you have a problem, you're going to run to my grave? You're going to start crying? He said, you deal with it. So he says, when I'm learning Torah, I'm dead. Tell him. That's how you look at me when I'm learning Torah. Kacha. Dead. En haTorah niknet ela lemi shememit atzmo aleha. Dead. And a guy... at a gabai once, very cute gabai. I love him. So it was a slow Shabbat. Chai. So he started getting upset at the kahal. Maze chai. Said, stop giving chai, give me it. Yeah? No. Whatever. Could be. Met is good. Huh? Yeah? Anyway, last week, for all those gabaim out there, you sell down the yot, Moshe? Great. This is a great thing. You know, last week, this week also, Aliyat Shishia, Aseret HaDibirot. Ooh, people get all excited. Last week, Aliyat Rivai, Shirat HaYam, Ani Hashem Rofeicha, Aliyat Shishi, Yeh, Parashat Aman. Tov. So you see, you know, he said, Ptichat HaEchal, Kohen, Levi, Israel, Veze, Pa'amayim Chai, Shalosh Pa'amim Chai, Veze. All of a sudden, comes Shirat HaYam, Parashat Aman, Toch, Toch, you see the guns, yeah? Michael, Pa'amayim Michael, 700, Ole, 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 Psh. After Aliyat Revi, after Shirat Hayam, comes Aliyat Chamishi. You're the crickets. Aliyat Chamishi, maze. So I got up in the middle of the Aliyot. I said, Rabotai, God wrote this too. Same Torah, same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nu yalla. Efa Michael? Efa... So it started, picked up a little bit, but didn't come close. Anyway. The Aseret HaDibirot this week, forget it. Some places have the Minhag, but it's also the Torah gets the Aliyah. In yeshivas also, they give the aliyah to their yeshiva. Okacha. I personally, for me, I don't care. I would say sell it. Make money. Now.
But then, you don't stand.
Huh?
They wouldn't stand in your
name. Rambam's not a fan. Okay, beseder. That's Rav Mazuz actually writes that in Tikkun Ish Matzliach. So it's a good idea. To be yotzei kol hashitot. But that's only, it's interesting, because most places, unless it's your personal Rebbe, in most, yeah, they only stand for the brachot, they sit down anyway. And now all of a sudden, when the Rebbe says, they stand for the whole aliyah. Beseder, it's better than nothing. It's better than nothing. Unless it's your, like, Rabbi Mufak, or the Gdol Ador, then you stand for the whole aliyah, like the father. But mikol makom, let's just finish pasuk. Mispar yimei chayav asher natan lo Elohim ki yuchelko. Remember, nobody has a 120-year life insurance policy from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anybody have a signed policy from a Kadosh Baruch Hu? You don't know that you're going to be living the next 10 minutes. Ma kavana? Lo daklum. So therefore what? What are you going to spend your time on heaven? Spend your time on Torah. Lo yodea. Kadosh Baruch Hu, in a moment's notice, the Gemara says, it's also a pasuk in Kohelet, Gemara Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Bechol et yu begadecha levanim, v'shemel roshcha al yichsar, which means, make sure your clothing are white all the time. That's a reference to the neshama. Why? Because in a moment's notice, a Kadosh Baruch Hu can say, Yalla, Habibi, let's go. Huh? Yeah. Ben Adam lo yodea. Yeah, Hashem yirachem v'yatzil with COVID. People think, COVID, Baruch Hashem. not Baruch Hashem, but people have this perception that they're invincible. Yeah, nachon? Health, wealth, cars, COVID taught, even people, Baruch Hashem, who made it out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the world. Nobody's invincible, nobody's here forever, health is frail, money's frail, everything's fragile in this world. Al tachshov klum. Kulanu afar va'efe. Nachon? Even, forget about old sick people, even healthy people. Kadosh Baruch Hu yikah otam. Look in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem yirachem ve'atzil. Achinu b'nei Yisrael. Look how many pregnant ladies get sick. The yoldot. Women giving babies. Anashim, nashim matav. Hashem yirachem ve'atzil. Why? Lo yoda. Nobody knows why. I don't like the, people get up on the YouTube and this Baba says it's because of this and it's because... Mata yoda, mata navi. You know why Kadosh Baruch Hu sent it? I have no clue why Hashem sent it. Nobody knows. And anybody says he knows why Hashem sent it, he's shakran. Lo yoda klum. The Gemara Masechet Baba Batra, Daf Yud Bet Amud Bet. The Gemara says, "Miyom shenichrav Bet Hamikdash, batla hanevuah. Nevuah was taken away. V'nitina leshotim v'niktanim." So anybody who says, who thinks he knows whatever, either he's a katan, and if he's over 13, that means he's shote. As yishtok. Yeah. Anyway, en nevi'im. Zayimet. Aval, We're all here for a limited time. You know, sometimes they send the advertisements. For a limited time only. Yeah? First come, first serve basis. The Gemara says about the Torah, Torah munachat bekeren zavit, kol harotze litol yavo v'itol. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't sell the Torah. This week is Matan Torah. Yeah? Kadosh Baruch Hu went to all the nations and he said, but once he gave us the Torah, Hashem doesn't chase us anymore for the Torah. Torah munachat bekeren zavit. Yeah, the Torah is in the Aron Sfarim. You go take this. You want to learn Torah? Tfaddalu, go. Take it yourself. Hashem's not chasing anybody with clubs. You're lost. Or you're again. Have a wonderful day.